We may deny it or fight against the assertion, but the brutal truth is that we love others as we were taught to love. We often model love based upon how we saw it displayed to us, and often how we were shown love as a child. In a home that is warm and displays caring, sacrificial love, we learn to love well. But in a home that runs cold with neglect and abuse, we learn to, well, adapt. Either way, we are always in search for a pattern of true love. The theme of this meditation from 1 John chapter 4 is about finding that mold or design for love and compatibility. To answer the question, how can we first know love? We'll be together for about 15 minutes, so begin your time by breathing slow, deep belly breaths. With each breath, let your eyes move from opened to a soft gaze to closed. And settle into a place to be aware and present. A time to experience true affection and a moment of love modeled by God, Spirit, and Son. Prepare by listening and praying from this passage, familiar passage, from John chapter 3. And respond softly. Heavenly Father, help me model your love. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Heavenly Father, help me model that love. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Heavenly Father, help me model your love. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Heavenly Father, help me model your love. With your eyes remaining softly closed, imagine now closing the doors and windows in the room around you and kneeling before God in secret, private prayer. A prayer Christ modeled from his Father. A prayer we now model from him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Rest here now for a moment in his kingdom. This time and place is set apart by God as holy for you to concede to God's model of love. How do you know you love others? How do you know they love you? And honestly, how do you even know what love is? Well, observe your thoughts on love as they rise for a moment. Notice the feelings without getting pulled into them. Don't notice the people. Notice the emotions. Don't focus, just notice. Don't try to control what comes to mind. Feel no judgment for what the Spirit reveals. Just simply note and sit with the thoughts as they arise. As past unpleasant examples of love come into view, just let them float away. Give them no power. But now, consciously bring to mind positive examples of God's love. Breathe in deep from your belly as you dwell on how you feel following examples of God's love. Modeling divine love can be difficult. Trying to model God's love to others can be even harder to sustain. No judgment here. But stay focused on the positive for as long as you can. Let drifting thoughts bring you back to your breathing as you center back on the love of God's Spirit and Son, whispering, "Heavenly Father, help me model your love." Stay with that feeling for the next 30 seconds. Just relish it while I mind the time. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. Rather than listening to the words, experience them again. Listen for the experience of divine love from 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, from the New Living Translation. We love each other because He loved us first. Short but powerful. What did you notice? What did you experience that was positive about that? Well, silently reflect on that positive feeling for a moment. After that brief pause, what still echoes in your heart? Listen once more as you deepen and lengthen the experience of modeling God's love being the source of all love. So once more, we love each other because He loved us first. Stay here longer now, soaking in the presence of God, the source of love. Don't fight drifting thoughts, but rather center back on your breathing and the love of God. Allow this second expanded divine reading to be about your emotions. Notice any sensations rising from your heart as you listen now from the Christian Standard Bible. We love because He loved us first. If anyone says, "I love God," and yet hates his brother or sister, well, he is a liar. For the person who does not love his brother or sister, whom he has seen, he cannot love God, whom he has not seen. What experiences or memories came to mind? Well, let your emotions explore the imagery of original love and how that takes shape in your other relationships. this third reading, don't hear words, but hear intent. The presence of God surrounding you, shaping your relationships with others. Be in His presence now in a way that transcends words as you listen from the Contemporary English Version. We love God because God loved us first. But if we say we love God and don't love each other, well, we're liars. We cannot see God. So how can we love God if we don't love the people that we can see? The commandment that God has given us is love God and love each other. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, I want you to see the Apostle John. He wrote this short letter to the early church around 90 AD. It had become a church divided. The letter reminded them of the truth of the gospel and offers certainty for their faith in Christ. But they were arguing over lesser things, and it was affecting their love for each other. Imagine receiving that letter. How do you hear it? You have everything important in common. So why do you let lesser things divide you? God is the author of love. He loved you first. So love others as He loves you. How do those words feel to you? Are they convicting? Who comes to mind? We'll rest here in contemplation, reflection, and confession. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, Heavenly Father, help me model your love. Let those words center and remind you to love others as He first loved you. And let me pray a prayer of blessing over you now to remember that you love only because He loved you first. If you ever say, I love God, be careful not to hate others. Remember, if you hate people you see, and you can't love God whom you have not seen. So love others as God loves you, and may His love be your guide, His gospel be your truth, and His expectation be your aim. And may the peace of Christ be with you now and always. Amen. So have you ever felt hatred or anger towards someone? We all have. But in this moment, turn away from thoughts of anger and hatred and concede to modeling God's love to those around you. Where can you start? With whom can you begin? So when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, confess any thoughts of anger and exchange them for actions of love. Model to others the divine love that was first shown to you, for it is then and there you will encounter the true, eternal love of God.